This is TWiT.
Our first topic is one that everybody's been talking about, which is the Big Apple event. Before we got the show started, we were talking about who ordered the phone, who stayed up late. There was all kinds of drama. I didn't even order the phone, and I was up watching people on the internet talking about the drama they were having with their phone company, and they couldn't order the phone because they, you know, their carrier wasn't, you know, doing the right thing. And but yet they outsold every other iPhone sell to date, and most people are getting the phone that the big one, right? You said you got the really big one, right, Night Natalie?
I did. Yep. I got the big mama.
No more skinny jeans for you.
But I got a purse, right? So it's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with my regular size phone that actually fits in my tiny little hand for now. But it is big news, and we all pay attention to this. And as a brand, Apple has been notorious for their big launch and their marketing efforts and what that means. And Tim Cook, this was a really big deal for Tim because this was his first real coming out, I think. It was something that he really made an effort, especially with the Apple Watch, which I want
to... Can we say that about Tim Cook?
Can we? I don't know, Carmine. Let's go to you.
He's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even. That's.
You're the only one.
Sorry.
Thanks, Carmine. But really, I mean, this was an opportunity for him and for Apple. I mean, they've not done really well with events in the past, and this wasn't any different. We did a live special here, Leo and Mike Elgin and Sarah, and we had contributors that were focused on, you know, talking about the event as it was happening, but the live stream failed most of the time, and then there was a Mandarin speaker, and I think, Natalie, you were, as well as everybody else on Twitter, was talking about, I can't understand what they're saying. And so the event itself didn't actually come off really smoothly from the standpoint of the streaming and everything else. So what does this mean? How come a big company like Apple, who is in the technology business, can't seem to put on a smooth, cohesive launch and an event like this, Carmine? Let's let you tackle this first, since this is your area of expertise.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the whole thing about the streaming, I mean, I was watching it live, and I experienced all the technical problems that everybody else did, but I knew that we bloggers, you know, the people who are on Twitter, and I was trying to live tweet it, and it upset us. But I also realized that within 2 hours after the event, nobody would be talking about it in the product reviews, and it hasn't really hurt sales. So I think these are kind of like inside baseball type of things that I think upset we who are trying to cover it more so, I think. But what was interesting is they obviously knew that, and I don't know who got fired over that. I mean, you're right, Tanya. It's unbelievable. That with all of the preparation, all of the technical preparation, and people don't even appreciate what Apple puts into it. I mean, it is thousands of man hours to put on these presentations, rehearsals for weeks. It's unreal. With all of that preparation, I am at a loss, frankly, to explain how is it possible that a live feed can go down. I mean, you can go on Ustream or, you know, on any other platform, and it seems to work pretty well. So I have no idea what happened. Maybe one of the other technical folks could tell us.
Well,
I think it looked like it was like the live stream didn't go down, but their homepage went down because of the there was a technical
error. Oh, it was the homepage.
It was the live updates that they were adding in that was polling constantly. So the stream, was not so much as the issue as their website was freezing up and having issues. But I don't know.
Well, it was a JavaScript kept pulling.
Yeah, JavaScript.
It was sending a refresh. To the, you know, so because they had the two going at the same time, but it was technically on the page is what caused the technical issue, at least on the one piece. Now, we also have the piece where the person over speaking Mandarin, Chinese, or whatever they were speaking, that was more on the streaming company. You know, like many big events, they hired an outside company to do the streaming pieces of it and the video of it. And so I don't necessarily know they'll be using that company in the future. Although the web glitches were not that company's fault.
But they always seem to have a problem. Why can't they seem to get it right? I mean, yeah, you're right, Carmine. I mean, this really is something that as people who are really into this, we're watching the live stream, we drop everything.
We're all frustrated. All of us on this call are,
But this didn't affect sales. I mean, Natalie, you ordered the big phone, right?
Yeah, it seemed like people didn't care. But then I had to ask myself, who is watching this, right? I was sitting at headquarters at CNBC with another one of our guests on, and we were watching it, but we also had a feed from our cameraman who was inside. So I had them side by side, and I was like, this one's really frustrating. I could see what was going on, thankfully, from our, you know, from the NBC feed. But I just felt like it was so unacceptable, and everyone was screaming on Twitter. But then they were so enamored by what was actually going on that only the super geeks were watching it, right? It was really good for like Twit and PC Magazine and CNET, where everybody went and watched their live stream then instead, because otherwise, why would you choose to do that instead of watch it yourself? So a bunch of people just had to click off and go watch someone's live blog.
Yeah, it was great for the live bloggers.
It was more than just a matter of, you know, something wrong with refreshing their feed, because we got the cable screen before we even got the live feed. So we were getting a live feed to the TV cable stations, which, like, that should never have gone out on the web.
So,
it was all very perplexing. But it's like, I don't know, it's like a zit you had last week. No one remembers but you, right?